أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. In this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala again gives us directives, commandments, prohibitions. Such commandments and prohibitions that will enhance our social lives, our interaction between others, our family members, and those that we come into contact with. And here again, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the very, very important aspects with regards to our akhlaq, our character, our conduct, the way we conduct ourselves. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu jitanibu kathiram minadhan. O you who have brought iman, abstain, refrain from much of suspicion. Suspicion are such thoughts that come into the heart of a person that are baseless. There is no reason that a person should have that thought. In other words, there is no evidence that comes ahead of a person so that that person may have a thought about anyone else or anything else. The ulama have explained that insofar as suspicious thoughts are concerned, baseless, unfounded thoughts, the first important aspect is our thoughts with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that none should die, none should leave this world, but he should have good thoughts about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In one narration, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to a young person who was in the throes of death, and amongst the things that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him or told him was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him about his thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The young person replied that he has good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will then make your maghfirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. The thoughts that we should not have about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will never forgive us. Is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never make our maghfirat. Is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never overlook our faults. But we should always have those good thoughts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely have mercy upon us. And if we make tawbah, we ask Allah for forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely forgive us. And then we find also in the hadith Qudsi that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has narrated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ana inda dhanni abdi bi. I am according to the thoughts my servant has about me. So if we have good thoughts about Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. And then we also find that sometimes something, a thought that is baseless, but in the Shariat we may have to act upon, which the fuqaha have regarded as dhannul ghalib. One person is in such a situation that he cannot determine the qibla. He does not know which way is the qibla. There is no one to inform him. He cannot determine because perhaps of cloudiness. He does not know the position of the sun, or he cannot work out the position of the stars. Whatever the case may be, he does not have a compass, any apparatus, any device to work out the qibla. So at that time, what is that person going to do? So the fuqaha, the jurists, have then said that we will have to apply our minds and decide. Now there is no basis on which way the qibla is, but without any basis whatsoever, the person is going to apply his mind, and then he is going to decide on a direction and is going to perform his salat. So on the one hand, we find thoughts that are not permissible, thoughts that sometimes have to be applied in the Shariat, and then we will find that thoughts about other people that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that alaykum bi dhann, a person should keep away from dhann, A person should keep away from these baseless thoughts. فَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ أَصْدَقُ الْآَةِ فَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ أَكْذَبُ الْحَدِيثِ. For certainly these baseless thoughts are the most belying of speeches. That a person does not have any basis, there is no incriminating evidence, or rather there is no evidence whatsoever, and a person has a suspicious thought about someone else. That also, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has commanded us to keep away from. However, if you look at the Quran Kareem, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to have good thoughts about people. وَلَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. When the incident of If took place, when there was an allegation against our mother, Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, with regards to having committed zina wa na'udhu billah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command in the ayahs that Allah had revealed, that why don't the believing men and believing women think good? In other words, this is the command of Allah, and this is praiseworthy, that whoever and whatever it is, when there is absolutely no evidence of anything ill, then a person should not unnecessarily think ill about anyone. And of course, our ulama have stated that you see, good thoughts about other people are praiseworthy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. Ill thoughts, it should never happen that we think ill about other people, we do not have any reason to think ill about them, and on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then asks us about the evidence of the ill thoughts that we have of someone. So here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ. O you who have brought iman, refrain, keep away from many of suspicious thoughts. إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ. For certainly, some of these suspicious thoughts are a sin, and of course such sins, especially when we have ill thoughts about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it will affect our iman, it will affect our akhirat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.